We're starting Bezus Hashem, Hilchas Melicha, Shir 15, Simen Ayin Sif Gimel. Until now we discussed salting kosher meat together with kosher meat. In this Shir we'll discuss salting kosher meat together with treif meat, and we'll see if we can apply the same rules we've applied before. Let's start with the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Rav Mori Barochel. Imlech le basa shchuta bahadi basa treifa. Just as a side point, the Tana's name mentioned here is Rav Mori Bar Rochel. It's the only Tana where his mother's name is mentioned. The reason for this is Rochel was the daughter of Shmuel. She was kidnapped by a goy, and later on this goy became a ger. He is known in Shas as Issa Geyura. And this Rav Mori was conceived before Issa became a ger, but was born after he became a ger. So since his father was not Jewish at the time that he was conceived, the Gemara does not refer to him by his name, and he's called Mori Bar Rochel, by his mother's name, who happened to be the daughter of Shmuel. So Rav Mori Bar Rochel imlech lei basa shchuta bahadi basa treifa. He salted meat that was slaughtered properly, kosher meat, bahadi basa treifa, together with treif meat. The same would be nevela meat. Treif meat is meat that has a wound that will not let it live for 12 months, and nevela is something that was not slaughtered properly. In any case, it was salted together with kosher meat, and Rashi explains the question is, do we say, just like with kosher meat, salted together with kosher meat, we say that the blood won't get absorbed because of Eidah Deterred? Can we say the same thing here and matter the meat? So the Gemara continues, Asa l'kamei de Rava, Rav Mori Bar Rochel came before Rava, Omar lei, Rava said to him, Hatameim. The Pasuk says, Hatameim, Le'esot siron v'roitvon v'kipa shalahem. The hay in Hatameim comes to Aser, the tzir, the meat juices, v'roitvon, the gravy, v'kipa shalahem, and the sediments, the meat and spices found in the bottom of the pot. The Ben Gershon says that this meat is overly cooked, and I might think that it's mutter. The Pasuk comes and tells me that even though it's overly cooked, it's usser. In any case, we see that the tzir is usser. And Rashi explains, since the tzir is usser, and tzir goes in easier than blood, it will get absorbed into the kosher meat, even though it's being salted. So the Gemara continues, V'lei malei midu Shmuel. Why doesn't Rabbi answer him from Shmuel? Da'oma Shmuel, ma'liach harehu kareseach. Salting is hot, and will draw up plias. The kovash harehu kamavushal, and pickling is like cooking. So we see that the salting will make the meat hot, and therefore the tzir should answer the meat. Zigmar answers, imi de Shmuel haba mina hani mili domon. That when do we see the salt is hot, is only by the blood, and after it finishes giving off blood, it will absorb the blood from a different piece. Avol tzir and v'roitvon, loy, but tzir and v'roitvon will not go in, kamash malon, rava, rava comes to tell you that it's aser, and tzir is easier to go in than blood. So Rashi explains that without Shmuel, we would have thought that tzir is mutter, it's zeyah who? It's only zeyah, and therefore it's mutter, so therefore we need rava to tell you that the tzir is Aser. Once we know that the tzir is aser, we'll aser the meat, because it goes in easier than blood. So the Gemara continues. Meisvei, we'll ask a question. Dog tohor shemolchoi im dog tomei mutter. If tohor fish, kosher fish, was salted with tomei fish, tomei means a non-kosher species. By animals, this would be a dog, pig, etc. By fish, anything that does not have fins and scales is a tomei fish. So if a tameh fish was salted together with a tohar fish, it's mutter. So what's the case? My love, shahayu shnei maluchim. Isn't the case that they were both salted? And we see that it's, nonetheless it's mutter. So we see, not like we said above, that it's aser. So the Gemara answers, loy, kegoin, shahayu tohar maliach v'tameh tofel. The case that it's mutter is where the tohar fish was salted and the tameh fish was not salted. And therefore, the tahar fish will not absorb from the tummy fish. So the Gemara asks, V'hamidik tani seifa, Hoya tahar maliach, V'tame tafal mutter, Michlal de resha b'sheshnei maluchem askinon. Since the seifa already says that so if the tahar one is salted and the tummy one is unsalted, it's mutter, it must be that the resha is a different case. and therefore we'll have to say it's talking about where they're both salted. So the Gemara says, no, Perushika Mefarish. The Seif is explaining the ratio, and it's both the same case. Torah Shem Malchu Im Dog Tomei, if a Torah fish was salted with a Tomei fish mutter. Kate said, what's the case? Shehayu Torah Maliach V'Tomei Kehafel. Where the Torah was salted and the Tomei was not salted. So the Gemara says, Hachanam Mistavro, or being a Raya, that the ratio is talking about Torah Maliach V'Tomei Tofel. The Isalka Daitach Ratio, Shnehem Maluchim, if you want to say that the ratio is talking about where they're both salted, and it's still mutter, Hashta Shnehem Maluchim Shari, if both are salted, it's mutter, Torah Maliach V'Tomei Tofel Mi Boi. What do I have to tell you? That if the Torah is salted and the Tomei is not salted, then it's mutter. Certainly, if they're both salted, it's mutter. If only one of them is salted, especially if only the Torah is salted, certainly it's mutter. What do you have to say for? So the Gemara says, Im Shem Ha La Yirya. If it's just because of this, we have no proof. Tani Sefer La Galuye Reisha. The Sefer comes to reveal what the Reisha is talking about. The Loi Teme Reisha Torah Maliach V'Tomei Tofel. That if it didn't say the Sefer, I would think that the Reisha is talking about Torah Maliach V'Tomei Tofel, Avo Shnei Meluchim Aser, but both are salted is Aser, Tana Sefer Torah Maliach V'Tomei Tofel. Therefore, we'll need the Sefer to tell you Torah Maliach V'Tomei Tofel, Mechlal the Reisha Shnei Meluchim, Afidu Hocha Shari, that the Reisha is talking about Torah Maliach V'Tomei Tofel, so we have to say that the Reisha is not the same case, and the Reisha is talking about both salted, and therefore it's Mutter. So we have no proof that just because the Sefer is Torah Maliach V'Tomei Tofel, that the Reisha has to be both salted. Therefore, we're back to our original explanation that the Sefer is explaining the Reisha. And even the Reisha is Torah Maliach V'Tomei Tofel, which is Mutter, but if they're both salted, it's Aser. So Gemara tries to bring a proof from the end of the Braisa. Tashma, mi Sefer de Sefer. Aval im Hoya, Tomei Maliach V'Torah Tofel, Aser. If the Tomei was salted and the Torah was not salted, it's Aser. Tomei Maliach V'Torah Tofel, Huda Aser. Tomei Maliach V'Torah Tofel is Aser. Hashnei Maluchim Shari, but both salted is Mutter. So we're inferring from the Seifa that since the Seifa says Tomei Maliach is Aser, if they're both salted, it's Mutter. So Rashi explains that by both salting will be Mutter because they're both Torah Beplata. They're both giving off and therefore won't get absorbed. But the Havamina is that if the Tomei is being salted and Torah is not being salted, it will absorb. But if the Torah is also being salted, since it's giving off, it won't get absorbed. The Gemara says, no, we have no proof. I did the Torah Reisha, Torah Maliach, V'Tomei Tofel, Torah Nami Sefer, Torah Maliach, V'Torah Tofel. Since the Reisha says the case, one's salted and one's not salted, the Torah is salted and the Tomei is not salted, so the Torah Sefer also says the case where one's salted and one's not salted, that the Tomei is salted and the Torah is not salted. So again, we have no proof against Rava that both salted is Aser, and therefore that's the Halacha. If it's both salted, it's Aser, but if the Tahar is salted and the Tamei is not salted, in such a case, it would be Mutter. That's the Gemara. Now, the Bach brings a Machlekes about what's the case of the Gemara. When we say that they're both salted, it's Aser, are we talking about immediately or only after Shem Alicha? So let's say the Bach, Sivkot and Hay, four lines down, Uba Mordechai. Uba Mordechai Kosav, Vizela Shoinei. Tamei Meluach, Vitar Tofel, Aser. If the Tomei was salted and the Torah was unsalted, it's Aser. V'molchon yachad. If you salted them together, v'silkon koidim gemar pleitosan, you separated them before it finishes giving off its blood, cause of Ravan, shemutur. The Ravan holds its mutur. V'enira l'ravyo. Ravyo argues, that tzir nevela chosaku, tzir is strong, v'mavliya koidim gemar pleitosan, and will get absorbed even before it finishes giving off blood. Adkan l'sheni of the Mordechai. So the Bach explains, nira de das Ravon, he, the Bitome Maluach V'Torah Tofel Neser HaTorah Miyad, that if the Tomei is salted and the Torah is unsalted, so the Torah will be Aser right away. The Kivin the Ena Torah Liflet, since the Torah is unsalted, and is not giving off any blood, by Lea Miyad Tzir Nebela, will absorb immediately the Tzir of the Nebela. Afkodim Gmar Pletis HaTomei, as Domei, even before the Tomei is finished giving off its blood. Aval V'Shishnei Maluchim, but Ravon holds that if they're both salted, kol zman she'atar tarid lifloy dam ene balea kol ikir. Afilo tzir nevela. That any time that the tar is giving off blood, it won't absorb even tzir of a nevela. Elok she'gamah ha'tar pletes damai oz balea tzir nevela. But when it's finishing giving off its blood, then it will absorb tzir. V'afal pi, shehu pilet tzir d'day. Even though it's giving off its own seer. The apopetil in yandam amina calls manju poilet hator dam de day. Eno bele adam, and even though we said, by dam, that any time it's giving off blood, it won't absorb blood. No komakim len yablias seer, shapet bele at seer. When it's giving off seer, it will be bele at seer. Apopetil poilet seer de day, even though it's giving off its own seer. Vehilchachim, silkon, koidim, gumar, plates, damai, if you separate them before it gives off its blood, enak shera neser. The kshera won't be aser, because when it's giving off blood, it won't be balea, even seer. Rav Yosef avalei, the Rav Yosef holds, the betzir shu chazak, tzir is strong, afilu tech plishir plates adam, even when it's giving off blood, bola tzir va aser. Rav balea tzir, and it'll be aser. Balea mirin agav de torah lif adam, loy bola lagabe tzir. We don't say either the torah by seer shu chazak. Bechenera das apoiskim. The apoiskim paskin like the Rav Yosef. But we see lamaisa machlekes between the Rishonim whether when something's giving off blood, if it will absorb seer. And the Maaseh, the Bach says that the Paiskim hold, like the Rav Yoh, that even if it's giving off blood, it will absorb seer. Now let's see the Machaber. Sif Gimel. Basar shchuta shemolchoi im basar trefa. Kosher shechted meat was salted with treif meat. Oisha had trefa malucha b'hakshera tvela. Or the trefa was salted and the kshera was not salted. V'him noigim zebezeh, they're touching each other, aser kadei klipa. It's aser a klipa. You have to remove a klipa off the kosher meat. Sha'afo pisha ina belea madama trefa, because even though it doesn't absorb from the blood of the trefa, because we say I did the torid, by lea mitzira, it will be by lea from the tzir, the non-kosher tzir. Aval im haksheira malucha ba trefa tfela, if the Kshera was salted and the trefa was not salted, muteres, bahadocha b'lay klipa. It's muter through washing and you don't need to remove a klipa. Ben nosan kshera lamala, ben nosan lamata. Whether the kshera is on top or on bottom, it makes no difference and it's muter, if only the kshera was salted. So now, in order to explain why the kshera is muter, if it's salted, let's see the Mishvatzei Zav, Sifkot and Dalet. We'll start from the second line. V'hinei ha-rajba v'oroch kosav beis pivushim. The Rajman Tosa beis ha-oroch has two explanations. Echod sham maliach machamim ha-tofel u'matlet mimenu. One is that the salt from the salted one will heat up the non-salted one u'matlet mimenu and will draw something out of it. Ele she'en koyach bo'isi ha-muat lihizbaleya b'maliach. The Torah liflate. However, what the salted one causes to come out of the non-salted one is only a little bit, and since it's giving off blios, this little bit won't absorb into the salted one. And therefore, if the kosher one was salted and the non-kosher one was not salted, the little bit that the kosher will draw out of the non-kosher one won't be enough to be absorbed into the kosher meat. Habez, the second way to understand, the en mechamim laklal hatofel, the salted piece will not heat up the non-salted piece at all. The en apoilet klum, and nothing will come out. Vabisisif kan hevi shnei pivushim, and Bisisif brings both explanations. Or because of shar aleph, bais dalat hevi lahalocha pirush aleph, the short version of the Rajba brings the first explanation. Vezela shoinai, toho maliach v'tomei tofel mutter, if the tar was salted and the tomei was not salted, it's mutter. Lefi she'en choym ha-melech godoil, because the heat of the salt is not enough to take out from the other piece that was not salted, even though they're touching. And then he explains that the salted one will take out a little bit from the other piece, however it's only a little bit. This little bit is not enough to go into the salted piece. Shepaletas harabay v'ini belas oisumat. Since it's giving off a lot, it will not be absorbed this little bit that it takes out of the other piece. He says explicitly like the first explanation. V'mkein kivin shebekotzer hevi kein mistoma halachahu. And since that's how he brings it in the kotzer, that is the halacha. So the Mishvatzei Zav explains, what's the difference if nothing comes out, or a little bit comes out and doesn't go into the meat? If we said that a little bit comes out, we'll have a case that it will be usur. The case is by meat and milk. Let's see. Well, the fize, basar v'cholov noigim zebezeh, meat and milk that touch each other, v'cholov maluach, and the meat was salted, hakol usur. Both the meat and the milk will be usur. Habasar usur, the meat is usur, kemavor, simen tzedek alef bagosef hei. the meat is asur, because since the milk is salty, it will go into the meat. Ela afilu hacholav asur, even the milk is asur. Ela afilu hacholav asur mahetaima. But even the milk is asur because of what we said before. Why? Because if we say that nothing comes out of the unsalted ones, and since the meat is not salted, so nothing will come out of the meat, and therefore the milk will be mutter. But according to what we said, kibun shehamaluach maflet miyabesh tafel ksas, that the salted one will take out of the unsalted one a little bit, ela aida de toa du hamaluach ene boileya oisa hamaat, but by two pieces of meat, since it's giving off, it won't absorb this little bit, af tzir v'shuman, even though it's only tzir, the noyach lehiz bala b'tarit, which is usually easier to absorb, to mevor b'rav mor b'rochol, afilu hachi, t'hai gavna en b'koyach. In this case, since it only takes out of the non-salted one a little bit, it won't go into the salted one. So that's in the case of two pieces of meat. V'im kain, therefore, b'cholav shulach, cholav, which is a liquid, loy torid, there's no such thing as torid. It could just get absorbed very easily. So therefore, this little bit that comes out of the meat will get mixed up into the milk and aser the milk as well. Let's skip down a few lines. Well, the Inyan Dina, the Mishpat Zov says, one should be machmer that a little bit does come out. Since the smag, the Mordechai and the Rashi will all hold like this, uba ischof avar le'inyan me'mayim. So in the halacha, he paskins that a little bit will come out, so therefore if I have a piece of non-salty meat that falls into salty milk, both the milk and the meat will be aser. Now let's go back to the Machaber. So the Machaber continues, v'yesh mi she'oser b'noigim zebezeh. There are those that aser, even if the kosher one was salted and the treif was not salted, if they're touching. This is the Ran. The Ran holds that it's only mutter when they're standing next to each other, where the pleita, the tzir of one, touches the other. But where they're both touching, and the salt of the kosher one is touching the treif one, in such a case, the salt of the kosher one will heat up the treif one enough to take out the blias and absorb into it, and it would be aser. So the Shach says that the Mechaber passes like the Stam, since this is how he paskins in Siman Tzedek Aleph and Siman Kuf Hei, and also how it's mashma in the Beis Yosef. Then the Ramah says, v'treifa maluach v'kosher tofel, if the treif is salted and the kosher is not salted, afilu b'chahai gavna asur, even in such a case where the pieces themselves are not touching, but the tzir from one goes into the other, it's asur. V'ayin l'kaman Siman Kuf Hei me'elu v'dinim. And we'll learn more about these dinim in Siman Kuf Hei. So the Shach says, let's see inside Sivkot Nechof, ba'ayin lakamon simen kufhei me'eludinim, kolayma adishom b'sif yud, pasuk harav, de yesh lahachmer, shaloi b'mokam hefzid meruba, that the Ramah paskins, that one should be machmer if there's no hefzid meruba, that if they're touching, it's asur, even if the treif one is not salted. However, with Teres Chata, said klalak chof alef, pasuk lagam yukus for rishonin. The Teres Chata, he paskins like the first opinion brought in the Machaber, that if they're touching, it's mutter. That's also depending on the Marshal and the Levush. So the Michus Yaakov says that from the Shach it seems that he paskins, like the Ramah says in Toras Chatos, that it's mutter legamri. Even if there's no hefzer meruba, it could be mekel. This is also how the Sifsadas says in Siman Kuf Hei Sifkotin Lamed Tes. However, the Rebbe Kiveger says that when the Shach brings the Ramah in Siman Kufay, that it's only mutter and hefzer meruba. He says over there it doesn't say hefzer meruba, it means hefzer ksas. So according to the Kuvega, it seems that if there's hefzer ksas, we can be mekel. But if there's not any hefzer at all, then it would be mutter. So now let's see Sif Dalad. Machaber says hodam yunun de ino aser ela kadei klipa hainuk shestein krushes. This that we said that it's only aser a klipa is where they're both lean. Avol im achas men shmeina, but if one of the pieces are fairy, afilu im hachaticha hatreif akhusha, even if the treif meat is lean, uchtichas hakshera shmeina, and the kosher one is fatty, mefafeya ha'isr b'kula, the isr will spread into the whole piece. Im hoisa hatreifa hamalucha lamata, mishum de tatogova. That is only if the treif one, which is salted, is ambarim, because what the Machaber holds, of the togova by melicha, that the bottom one is stronger by melicha. So if the bottom one is salted and the top one is not salted, the bottom one will overpower the top one and absorb into it. And if either one is shaman, the whole thing will be aser. However, if the treif salted one is on top, all we'll need is a klipa. And as we've seen in the last sif, if the kosher one is salted, it doesn't make a difference, and everything is mutter. So then the Ramah concludes, V'ayin l'kamon, simon kufay ketzer nargin. We'll see how we paskin in simon kufay. So the Shach brings that we'll learn in simon kufay that we're not between kochosh and shomein, and all melicha we need shishim.